teaching your communities various, through various channels. Basically, the Ivan ritual on the shelf, slept on CDs and WDs. And actually, right now, we are not covering everything, but we are sensitive to the rituals on shelf Z production. And so, therefore, we have designed Z rituals with both Z meter and as well living inside the Z window. So, to start with, the first analysis I want to cover is the two photon plus VCVT analysis. Supersymmetry, and we are looking at the neutralino, which is mostly a beta, decaying to a photon and the gravitino. And then we have SPS8 models, GMSB, where we have a very high mass of squawking neutrinos, and therefore the production of the SUSY is dominated by chargino and neutrino 2 production. And then the third class of model, which I'm going to go into detail very much during this talk, is actually this analysis is also sensitive to the case where you have one additional set of universal extra dimension. And so the production of the first KK excitation of the quarks and gluons. And we have long cascade chains, which are very like the one we have in supersymmetry models, which contain on every side of the event the first Kaluza line excited photon. So in the models we looked at, we have an additional number of extra dimensions and a Planck scale in n dimensions of 1 TeV. In this case, we have the lightest Kaluza line photon can decay actually into a photon and graviton. So on the right there, up there, you have the leading photon ET, and you can see so the data points here, and you can see what kind of very extremely hard photon spectrum you would expect for these three types of models. So in terms of what kind of dilepton selections, we have different types of loose and tight photons. The tight photons are using the full power of the calorimeter to identify the shape of the shower of the electromagnetic.